Do you remember the moment you decided to call Athens your home? Maybe it came after a collection of events that, well, caused you to fall in love with the place. Maybe it was a long time ago, or maybe just recently. And if your love affair with the classic city has been going on as long as mine has, chances are you got a story or two about these guys. So my story begins at a little grungy pizza joint in a small strip mall located in an area that is now game day condos. Picture, if you will, a much younger version of me spinning and throwing dough in front of the large glass storefront that was Gumby's Pizza. I worked there as a manager to help defer some of the costs associated with attending UGA. It was commonplace in those days to do food trades. You know, I make you a pizza, you send us sandwiches. But one of my favorites was trading with the 40 Watt Club that was on the corner across the street. The owner and operator there, Jared Bailey, would occasionally trade cover charge for me and some of the crew, and maybe even include a few ice-cold PBRs. Yeah, my tastes were so much simpler then. On a warm summer's night in 1987, at Jared's direction, I sent over a 20-inch pizza for an unknown cover band. Later that evening, me and probably five drivers, along with a crowd of maybe 20 people, saw REM rehearse their set for their upcoming European tour. I will never forget calling my best friend on a payphone and singing the lyrics of this song at the top of my lungs. This one goes out to the one I love. That single had not yet been released.
That is amazing.
That's the voice of Robert Dean Lurie, author of the forthcoming book Begin the Begin, which is billed as the first biography of REM that was researched and written since the band disbanded in 2011. Robert will be in town Sunday for a book signing and release party at the Foundry. He spoke with me from his home in Arizona about the process of writing this book and why he decided to do it in the first place.
If I do write about REM, what could I bring to the table? What would be different from other things that have been written before? Well, first of all, I used to live in Athens, I mean, like you, and I went to University of Georgia, and I was in Athens, but from that experience, I knew that there were a lot of local personalities that had been unintentionally missed in the earlier tellings of the story. And that's no fault of the writers, but the people that wrote those books were not from Athens. So, you know, they interviewed music industry people, and they interviewed maybe a couple people from Athens, but they just didn't have that immersion that you get just naturally from living in the place. So my research process was really just reconnecting with Athens, going back, reconnecting with some of the local characters and in talking with them. It just kind of organically spread out from that.
Robert went on to elaborate about one of the characters featured in the book that I must say he does a pretty good impression of.
Everyone who's lived in Athens knows Ort, whether they know that they've known Ort or not. I mean, if you've hung out downtown, you know Ort. So I met Ort when I was a freshman. And I recognized him from the beer column in Flagpole. He was the beer writer. So I just went up to him, and he gave me a Hefeweizen, which I had never had before. And he just says, "Try this. It's like drinking flowers." And I thought that was just the most unique way to describe a glass of beer. So from that moment on, this was at the Globe, but from that moment on, whenever I would see Ort, and it might be at, you know, a little Mexican restaurant or wherever, I would sit down and just chat with him. So in doing the book, it was great to reconnect with him. I got to hang out with him again. And then we just went over the whole story about his days in the late 70s, early 80s, hanging out with these people, his attendance at the first REM show, which was at a birthday party for Kathleen O'Brien, and so a lot of that conversation is in the book.
Once again, Robert Dean Lurie will be at the Foundry on Sunday for a special book release party and fundraiser for the local organization Artist to Artist. Proceeds will go towards supporting veterans and suicide prevention. More information is available at thefoundryathens.com. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shue.